Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, located here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct. My name is Pedro Fernandez, of course, 35 plus years now, the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, I know you could be a million places in the entire world right now. In fact, you listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I appreciate that, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Johnny Sigg will be here 40 minutes past the hour, but until then, we'll talk mixed martial arts, right? Of course, Bellator 206 going down, of course, in San Jose, California, Silicon Valley, really the home of Strikeforce originally. The Strikeforce was back in the day, Gilbert Melendez, the champion at lightweight. Of course, speaking of Gilbert Melendez, his wife was on a card last night, right on the Bellator card, I kid you not. His wife was a fighter, and Kerry Melendez, she did okay, a split decision win. Anyway, we'll talk about the main event. We'll hear from Gegard Mousasi, of course, the UFC animal. They decided he was going to go over to Bellator and be the top draw, the top guy. And, of course, he did it last night, moving up division and winning a world title. So straight up, we'll hear from Mousasi tonight. We'll hear from Scott Coker as well. And we'll fit in some other mixed martial arts, including the world welterweight champion. That's right, Tyron Woodley, of course, talking about the upcoming fights with Khabib, baby! The next lightweight champion of the world the lightweight champion for a long time to come. Until somebody beats him, and that's going to be a long time in the making, I think. Khabib's going to be champion. Khabib and Conor, 6 days away. The big fight on UFC. Of course, UFC going to rock and roll the lightweight championship on pay-per-view next Saturday, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And the guilt-free, no commitment text line, 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Hello to the listeners on K-Shop in Las Vegas. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Safe to say, Rory McDonald sought greatness and tried to become a simultaneous two-division champion in Bellator MMA. Well, Gegard Mousasi, he had other ideas. Of course, he busted McDonald's face open with jabs, good power shots, and of course, went after him and stopped him. At the end of the day, man, Herb Dean, the referee, had to call it off, of course, once a great fighter, and not such a great fighter anymore, Rory McDonald, maybe he's seen his better days. But Gegard Mousasi, the guy, of course, that came over from the UFC, said he wasn't getting enough play in the UFC, said he wanted to be a star, said if he came to Bellator, he'd be on the top of every bill. Guess what? Thus far he is. Let's hear from him post-fight.
Scott, now that Gegard is beating Rory to defend the title, is Lovato Jr. next? Is that next for Gegard, do you think?
I mean, that's the fight that Gegard said he wanted when I was in the ring with him. He also said he wanted to fight Machida. We'll give us a day or two, but, you know, I think Lovato is right up there. I think he's, you know, one of the top contenders to fight Gegard. And, you know, maybe we'll put that fight together, because I know Gegard wants to fight right away. You know, if he can fight in the next 3-4 months, I think he'd want to do it.
Congratulations. In the fight, you used the jab, and it was a lot of shots that were coming straight down the middle. Was that the plan from the beginning, that you saw that Rory's a little bit open and available for that jab?
Yeah, I knew I was faster. The game plan was to keep it to straight punches, no hooks, and hurt him and make him come and maybe put pressure on him for him to shoot and take over. So actually, the fight went pretty much the way we planned.
So there were no surprises from Rory tonight?
No, because once I was jabbing, it was surprising that he didn't do much, but he didn't punch that much. I think I was a more active fighter. I thought it was lighter, it would do more.
How important was it for you to establish the jab early on? Do you think that is what eventually made him shoot for that takedown at the second round, in the second round?
Yeah, it is very important, I think, but I was expecting him to come with a good game plan, because I jab a lot, so I was expecting like a right counter or anything, but I think the speed was there a lot for me, and I think I don't know, it went well.
For Scott, regarding Gegard, he requested additional testing to face Lyoto Machida. How do you make that happen as a promoter?
Well, I think that, it's been our policy that we go with the rules and the regulations of the State Athletic Commission. And so, I know that if it was here in California, Eddie Foster would start testing him. And believe me, their testing procedure is pretty in-depth. I mean, when we signed Chael, Chael had five tests he had to pass before he was allowed to fight and compete. So it depends. Like, if we're in another state, then we'll go by the guidelines. If we end up going international, then Mike Mazzulli and the Williamson Commission will do the testing for us at that time. But, you know, these athletes are tested, and Machida will be tested.
The fight was on the Zone, you know, the Zone, like the big app, right? But it didn't come over that well on the Zone last night. So they've got to work on that, definitely, because if they want to become the Netflix of sports, you got to step it up, baby. Last night was sort of like Bush League, Bush League, Bush League. I'm glad I stole it and watched on a hot internet site. And I just, that's the way it is, man. I don't think it, you know, I don't think you should have to pay for something that's not quality. In other words, if it isn't all that it's supposed to be, guess what? The Zone, give people back their money, because you scoffed at, you blew it last night. Some of that broadcast was delayed, and you know there were ringside reporters that were actually tweeting stuff that happened already, and you weren't seeing it on TV. You say, hey, what's going on here? Then you realize, the broadcast is delayed. Anyway, the main event, or the so-called main event, in the minds of many, of course, a couple of old guys like closer than 60 than 40. It's closer to 60 than 30. Anyway, Rampage Jackson. Of course, he and Wanderlei Silva. Rampage knocked out Wanderlei in the second round. No big surprise there, but Silva did have some moments. It was about, you know, basically a battle of two old guys giving it their all, but where will they be in 10 years from now regarding brain damage? I mean, come on, man. You just can't keep taking shots like that with these small gloves, especially a guy like Silva. They call him the axe murderer. Well, you know, he needs an axe at this point in time of his life, because he can't do it with his hands anymore. So please give that man an axe. And the guy I thought that really stood out on the show was a young man from Peru, Aaron Pico. Wow, I was like just blown away by him. I mean, he fought this guy named Leandro Higo, and Higo could fight. I mean, he really could, but Pico from Peru was just incredibly impressive. He calls himself the LeBron James of MMA. I don't know about that, but man, I'm telling you, he was an amazing, amazing fighter last night. He shows a whole lot of future, no doubt about that. As I mentioned earlier, the wife of Gilbert Melendez, once the highest paid lightweight in the world of mixed martial arts, he was getting like $300,000 a fight when he had that contract with Strikeforce in Showtime. $300,000 a fight. These other guys for the UFC were making like $100,000, $120,000. But Gilbert had the contract where he was getting $300K, baby. Anyway, his wife picked up a split decision win over a debuting Dakota Zimmerman. Why she was debuting, because they were looking for a soft touch for Kerry Melendez, and Kerry Melendez barely won with a split decision. So what am I trying to tell you is that I wouldn't look for her in the future. As far as Bellator is concerned, they continue to be the number two entity in the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, the USC is on top. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, whether you like the USC, whether you like their product, whether you don't, I mean, I'm not a big fan of their product because of the fact that, you know, it's so controlled. It's like a plantation where your boys come to work. You're going to wear our uniform. You're going to wear our uniform, and you're going to do just what I say. And if you don't, guess what? You're out. And that's the way it is with the USC. I mean, you know, I give the USC props because, you know, they were able to sell that pink elephant, or call it what you want, for $4.2 billion, $4,200 million. You actually think that the USC is worth that? Hell no, it ain't. They overpaid for it. So maybe they'll get a tax break or something like that. But at the end of the day, the UFC was nowhere near that kind of money, because you expect a 25% return on your money in the first couple of years, right? According to my experts in finance, that ain't happening, not with this UFC purchase. Speaking of the UFC, UFC 229, 6 days away, the main event, Khabib, the monster, of course, the killer of all killers, folks. He scares me just watching him on TV. Look at that cauliflower ear of his, that right one. You say to yourself, good Lord, he's got no marks on his face, but his ears are messed up. That sort of tells you, you know, he's a wrestler per se, and he was wrestling bears as a kid. And Conor McGregor, Conor's a good all-around mixed martial arts fighter. I mean, he's got good speed, and, you know, I mean, he hits hard with the right hand, but, you know, he was hitting guys who were a little bit smaller than Khabib. And unless he hits Khabib solidly on the chin with an almighty goodnight, go-to-sleep punch, he ain't winning. It just ain't going to happen, okay? Khabib minus 166. A favorite as I speak right now. Conor, of course, an underdog. I think it'll get a little closer as the fight grows close, as the fight comes nearer, because of the fact that the Irish, they bet with their hearts, and they get drunk and they bet Conor McGregor. Like they bet Barry McGuigan back in the 80s when he was the champion from Ireland, the boxing champion. They bet him and bet him and bet him, and didn't matter who he was fighting. They just bet him. Okay, so they bet the line down. The line with Conor should probably come down to, I will say probably Khabib minus 125. That'll probably go as low as that. I don't see it going to even money or Conor being favored. I don't think it's going that far. Tony Ferguson and Anthony Pettis, we'll hear about that fight in depth in our next segment. We bring in, of course, the World Welterweight Champion, Tyron Woodley. Tyron's going to talk about Khabib and Conor and, of course, this semi-main event. Anthony Pettis, of course, the former lightweight champion, taking on Tony Ferguson, also a former champion. Tony Ferguson has had his share of injuries. Anthony Pettis had his share of weight woes. Woodley thinks that Pettis is pretty good on the ground. That's where I think he sort of lacks. Anyway, we'll hear from the World Welterweight Champion next up here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The text line is hot. It's happening. In fact, I'll answer a text from my buddy, Main Event Matt in St. Louis. Asks, was Foreman drugged before the fight? Foreman was talking about the water being drugged and that kind of good stuff down there in Africa. Listen, the only drugs he was suffering was the overconfidence. He was absolutely positive he was going to destroy this old man. He was positive. There was no doubt in George Foreman's mind this fight wasn't going to last two rounds. If he could knock out George Frazier in like a round and a half, Ali would take maybe three rounds, maybe less. Anyway, bottom line is he wasn't drugged before the fight. He did say that. And then, you know, I sort of talked with George about it over the years. And George just said, look, man, flat out, if I wanted to tell you, I'll tell you George Foreman talking to me in street. If he was telling me in street, the man kicked my ass. Straight up, 1974, Ali, not roping the dope, but beating George Foreman clearly and thoroughly in 1974. Kinshasa, Zaire, Africa, folks, the rumble and the junket. You tune in the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll hear from the World Heavyweight Champion of the UFC, Tyron Woodley, after the break. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Before we continue on with the Khabib-Conor news or the pre-fight, you know, what's happening. Bottom line is, we'll talk about paydays. Bellator paydays, of course, last night, Saturday night, Gregor Mousasi pulled up $150,000 for his win. Rory McDonald picked up $150,000 for moving up in weight and getting licked like a stamp. Rampage Jackson with the KO over Wanderlei Silva made $300,000. Silva got $200,000. The Axe Murderer. Take that money and run, man. Go buy yourself a house somewhere so you can relax, because like in a few years from now, I don't think you'd be able to spell Silva, let alone Wanderlei. I kid you not. This guy's just taking too much damage over the years. And right now, he can't fight in his old age, so I think he needs an axe. So if you want to give him an axe, it'll be even any time he steps into the octagon or the cage or a ring or anything like that. If you give him an axe, it'll be an even fight with Wanderlei Silva. Without an axe, he's getting beaten up. Douglas Lima picked up $150,000. Andre Khorshav picked up $55,000. The star of the show, in my mind, I told you, this guy looks really, really good. Aaron Pico made $40,000 for the purse and got a $40,000 win bonus. His opponent, Leandro Higo, made $14,000 for getting lit up like a white, like the White House Christmas tree. Click, boom, he was getting beat up, man. Carrie Melendez, the wife of Gilbert Melendez, of course, the aforementioned Strikeforce lightweight champion, at one time the best lightweight in the world, got long in the tooth, and when he came over to the UFC, he was an old man. $25,000 she got from the main for her fight, and Dakota Zimmerman got $4,000. Wow! But what about this? Gastron Bolanos got $24,000, including a $12,000 win bonus, and Yazidro Gutierrez got $2,000. Now, is either Yazidro's like was picked up at Home Depot in the morning or something like that, or he's got the worst representation in the entire world. How the hell can you be on a major card like that and only get $2,000? And let alone Dakota Zimmerman. I understand that was your pro debut, but getting $4,000, you may think that's a lot of money, but not to get beat up by Carrie Melendez. Anyway, it was a close fight. You held your own, no doubt about that. But $4,000 and $2,000, I think everybody needs to get paid. And unfortunately, the bottom of the Bellator card didn't get paid all that well. And, you know, talk about the UFC now. How about the UFC numbers? Phil Forrest, that sort of looked like UFC, I said UFC 227. Remember that? Demetrius Johnson and TJ Dillashaw, they both got like $380,000 and $350,000. So they're not making a whole lot more in the UFC. But those guys, I don't think, generate the numbers. Of course, Demetrius Johnson, they call him Mighty Mouse, and everybody's impressed. I think he's the best pound-for-pound in the entire world of mixed martial arts. He just don't work it for me. He just doesn't. Maybe I need some Viagra to get up for him, or maybe, I don't know. I just don't get up when I'm sorry, he just doesn't do it for me, Demetrius Johnson. This next guy, he does it for me. Of course, he is the world welterweight champion, Tyrone Woodley, but he's talking about Conor and Khabib.
Conor and Khabib is so close to the fight, man. We're all gonna see here pretty soon, so we don't have to guess. We're gonna see here pretty soon. So Conor has that timing, man. He has that timing and the combination. Really good eyesight. He can see when shots are coming. Get out of the way, counter very well. Khabib got that pressure. They both, I think, conditioning, they're going to both be equal. Power, Conor's probably going to have the more power with the left hand. But the ability to take somebody down and keep them down, God. Khabib might have that unlocked. So, really, it's going to be dictated in the beginning of the fight who's going to win. Okay, so if Conor can evade the takedown, snipe some shots.
So yeah, that's what I think is going to happen.
So in the first round, maybe the second round, you have to just watch and evaluate who's going to win that round, and that's really going to dictate the fight. If it comes down to a five-round decision, it's going to be Khabib. There's no way Conor McGregor is going to be able to avoid getting his ass put down on the ground for five rounds. And the amount of time he's going to spend on his back, the amount of ground and pound that's going to be landed by Khabib is going to be enough to win every single round if he goes to decision. So I think in the initial rounds is when Conor's going to have his best chance to, defend those shots, create the space, land those strikes, put it down. So I don't want to say who's going to win. Khabib win. I'm not going to say I'm surprised, but if Conor wins, I might have to go upside his head. Who knows? All right, give me some questions real quick. How do you see Pettis beating Ferguson? Pettis beating Ferguson because he's too dynamic. Pettis' ground game is very underrated. I don't really see Ferguson being able to get some of that bull that he get a lot of guys off. Also, you know, we fight out a camp that is extremely strategic. Game plan is always on lockdown. And he's just way too crafty. And he's been let off the hook a lot of times, just because guys didn't have the IQ, the tools, or the vision to put him away. Lando had him hurt. He's been hurt in a lot of fights, and he always comes from a position where he's kind of losing, and then he finds a way to get through. So McGregor ain't going to slap nothing. I am not these bubblegum dudes he's talking to.
The great Tyrone Woodley. And when I say great, why do I say that? Because he's supposed to lose fights, and he wins fights. You know, and of course he is the champion. He's been the champion for a while, but I just think he's got, when he puts it all together, I think he's good in front of the mic. I think he's good in the octagon. I think he's good for the sport. And I like it when a black guy speaks for himself. I just do. Whether he's working on a plantation, or I'm talking about, of course, the USC plantation. Why do I say that? You got to wear their uniforms. You got to look just like them. Man, come on, man. It's like A and B. That's the way their fights are. A and B. A and B. The guy in the red corner, the guy in the blue corner. A and B. Okay? It shouldn't be that way. A maybe has a little bit of flair. Maybe A, you know, likes to wear certain trunks and likes to have flash on his trunks. Or maybe he's got a good sponsor that wants to give him like $1 million to wear his stuff in the octagon. Okay? But the UFC won't allow that. No. They'll only allow Reebok sponsoring. Ooh, and guys like Brendan Schaub, of course, who just came through town, or he's about to come through town, as a stand-up comedian. That's right, the former USC heavyweight, now work in the world of stand-up comedy. I kid you not, writing books, doing podcasts, all that kind of crazy stuff. But I saw that he was going to be in San Francisco as far as a stand-up comedy routine. I think it was at the Punchline or the place out there on Columbus. I think that's going to go down in October, so we'll check on that. But Brendan Schaub was making $100,000. Per fight on the advertising on his trunks. Then USC said, guess what? We're not going to let you make that kind of money anymore. We're going to give you $4,000. So they gave him like $4,000, and he said, yeah, I'm retiring. So he retired. More power to him. Now he's doing stand-up comedy and trying to make a life at that. But if he's touring, if clubs like the Punchline and the place out there on Thursday is just blowing my mind, why I can't think of that because I've performed there. And why the reason, Cobb's Pub, that's right, Cobb's Pub. If they can't get it together, if they can bring that kind of guy to San Francisco, he must be doing the right thing. I'm talking about, man, you know, guy. Listen, when you can tell Dana White to go get screwed, when you can do that, when you can stand up to Dana White, when your entire career is on the line, I mean, because it was, I mean, maybe he wasn't winning the heavyweight championship, but he was making $100,000 a fight per advertising. Guess what? You have two fights a year, that's $200,000. Forget what the UFC pays you. That's not bad money off the top. Okay, but they took that opportunity away from the fighters, and I'm not a big fan of that. I think individuality is what, you know, Mike Tyson, we talked about this in hour number one of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, talking boxing in hour number one of Ring Talk, but the fact that we brought into the the picture that, you know, like HBO is leaving boxing, and they have a great legacy, and they've decided they were going to go on their own way, and that's sort of like a big bit of a bummer, but, you know, the USC, they've made their mark, and of course they are the number one bananas. But will they stay the number one banana? I think right now they will. I think because they've got the stars, they've got the better stars. But we need personalities in mixed martial arts, like Conor McGregor. Khabib, he's a monster. He doesn't have to have a personality. When you tell somebody, guess what? I'm going to break you, or I've already broken you. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to kill you. Please quit right now. Good Lord, I've told guys, hey, I'm whooping your butt. I've hit him with a body shot. How do you like that? I mean, I've told a couple of guys stuff like that, but you know, you don't tell them, hey, I'm going to break you. I'm going to ruin you. I'm going to end your life and things like that. But Khabib says that stuff, and guess what? I believe him. I do. I think he's the most awesome, most intimidating fighter I've ever seen at 155 pounds as far as boxing, MMA, anything's concerned. At 155, I couldn't imagine a guy that I'd ever rather have at my side in the back streets and in the alleys of Tijuana, Mexico, back in the days when I was ripping and running and drinking down there and doing all that kind of crazy stuff. I'm telling you, when we go have bar fights, that kind of good stuff, and TJ, bam, we're out of there. But, yeah, It used to be Nick Diaz and his brother. Okay, Nick and Nate Diaz, those two guys. I figured take those two guys with me to Tijuana instead of Cain Velasquez, the heavyweight champion. Why would I do that? Because they were that rough. But Khabib, if he said to me, I'll give you both the Diaz brothers or Khabib, it would be a coin toss because he's like two different. He's like two people. He's like he fights as good as two different people. 26-0. That means 26 guys have fallen before him. And whether he's got mafia ties to the Russian mafia or Putin or any of that kind of good stuff, you know what? I don't care. Pretty soon, he probably, if he does have these mafia ties, they'll outlaw him from fighting in the United States. So he'll fight abroad to still make money. But if you look at the ties that he has to the mafia, to the Russian mafia, of course, Conor McGregor brought that out at the press conference, tried to get into his head. I don't think it's going to work. I looked at the physical makeup between these two guys as far as the size is concerned. I'm talking about Conor McGregor and Khabib. Khabib is like a weight class bigger. You know, Conor was 145-pound champion at one point in time. Then he moved up to 155, but he never defended that title. Plus, he was too small to really roll with an in-shape Nate Diaz, so he's not bigger than 155, and Khabib is bigger than 155. So at the end of the day, I'm willing to bet Scott Cuddy's paycheck. I'm willing to bet Scott Cuddy's paycheck on Khabib. Right. $20,000 on Khabib, baby. He makes big money around here, Scott Cuddy. Bottom line is, we're betting the house on Khabib next week. And if you don't, what can I say? You'll be saying the next day, I should have listened to Pedro on the MMA Hour, live on Sports Byline. We're talking mixed martial arts. Next up, we'll switch gears and talk a little boxing with Johnny Sig on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud. So I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
And Johnny Sig, baby, joins us from Las Vegas, Nevada, the master of disaster himself. That's right, Johnny Signorella. Now, Johnny, before I go any further, I'm willing to bet Scott cut his entire paycheck on Khabib. What do you think?
Absolutely, bro. Khabib all day. It's going to be a good fight. But
no, it's not. No, it's no, no, it's not. No, it's not if you're not if you're a not if you're a time out. Not if you're a Conor fan. This is not going to be a good fight.
Well, yeah, I mean, Conor's got good striking. Khabib could do it all. I think eventually he gets close to him. You know, we know that Conor's really good from distance, but you know, great range finding counterpuncher that McGregor is in the UFC. But I think Khabib closes the distance. And eventually, Pete takes him out.
You know, I mean, McGregor's a natural 145-pound fighter as far as his torso is concerned. You saw it in the fight against Mayweather. He's a welterweight type of guy. He's got a welterweight boxy body. Listen, that jump from welterweight, I told you the jump from junior welterweight to welterweight was astronomical. The jump from welterweight to middleweight is like, yikes!
Big time. Different framed men. It's a whole different animal there, man.
Ain't no doubt about that. So I'm thinking that Khabib wins this fight going away. I think it'll be... If it isn't inside the distance, it will be one monstrous beatdown for five rounds. Now, let's switch gears. Let's talk a little boxing. As far as the heavyweight is concerned, you've got the Deontay Wilder, of course, Tyson Fury shootout going December the 1st at the Staples Center. In fact, I'm going to go down for that. In fact, I'm inviting you to come down for that so we can, like, get a suite at the Hilt or something, Johnny. Rock and roll. Bring the old lady.
Hey, man.
Bring the old lady. We'll have a good time. We'll all have a party, but we'll have a good time. We'll do the Hilton on the road. Hey, I hold this one. The other day, I was talking to some girl. Off the subject, folks. Off the subject. We're talking hotels. So she tells me, she goes, yeah, I'm going to stay for 3 days at the Ramada. And I said, where? She goes, the Ramada. And I said,
Ramada?
Yeah, Ramada. I didn't get it. Ramada. I mean, that's what happens when she stays at the Ramada. At the Ramada, she gets Ramada. Oh. I understand that one. But yeah, she called it the Ramada. Anyway. Top 10 heavyweights. Outside of the top three dogs, of course, we've got Tyson Fury, Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, and Anthony Joshua. But outside of the top three dogs, who else is – are there any other guys worth talking about?
We got some guys. We got some unbeaten cats, Jarrell Miller, Adam Kornacki, Trevor Bryan. You know, here's what we have, Pete. This is what I see. A bunch of B-plus fighters, right, that will make for very competitive fights because they're all evenly matched. Maybe there's a diamond in the rough here, right? Maybe we get the guy that separates himself from everyone else and then competes against, you know, the Joshuas, the Wilders.
Okay, time out, Mr. Expert. I'm going to run through 20 names for you in the heavyweight division. You tell me who this guy you think is maybe be a bust out. We got Joshua, Wilder, Povetkin, Tyson Fury, Dillian White, Jarrell Miller, Luis Ortiz, Dominic Brazil, Adam Kownacki, Joseph Parker, Derek Chisora, Bryant Jennings, Christian Hammer, Marco Huck. I keep going. This is nasty. Charles Martin, Thomas Ademik, Flip Hrgolov, Robert Helenius was the winner over the weekend. Andy Ruiz and Ajit Kabale. Who jumps out there as the next heavyweight champion?
Was the name Carlos Takam mentioned there?
No.
I'm going to throw him there. I'm going to tell you why. I've seen him in some barn burners, bro. I've seen him, his intestinal fortitude tested, and he's got good strength. Now, he does have one loss against Joshua, granted, but he did give Joshua a hard time in that fight.
How come BoxRec is not giving this guy any play here? I mean, I'm
not giving him no love.
No love? I thought this was a computer type of thing, and he's only lost one fight. Tyson Fury, Huey Fury is number 22. And in case you didn't, and in case you didn't know it, Sergey Kuzmin is number 21. I bet you didn't know that.
I know the name Kuzmin. I've seen him box just recently. He's an unbeaten kid. You know, like I said, I think Takam to me stands out, man. I thought he's, in his last performance, he looked really good, and he's one of those tough outs. And like I said, gave Joshua a hard time before Joshua got to him. And a lot of these cats, like we talk about, Pete, in the heavyweight division, they learn on the job. You know, so sometimes a loss isn't the worst thing in the world for these kids. Sometimes it's a good thing, you know, and it's how you pick yourself up and move forward. And then speaking about picking himself up, my man, homie, got Takam got dropped in that last fight. He got his butt up and he did his thing, man.
You know, that's really tough because I've only been dropped once and won a fight. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, you lose. But you get dropped. You get dropped. Or boom, man, this isn't good. You sort of know it. This and that. There's only one time I ever lost an opening round where I came back and won the fight. There's only 3-round fights, man. If you lose that first round, it's like there's a whole lot of water coming at you. You can't push the river back. But I'm looking at the rest of this these heavyweight rankings. This and that. Lucas Brown, 26-1 out of Australia. He got drug issues.
Yeah, you know, he's done the steroids and whatnot. I think he fought over the weekend again against the tomato can, like we refer to here as bum, you know. I don't know. I think he got exposed and when he was knocked out in his last fight. I like him, you know. He's got some personality. He's got heavy hands. And I think he's a little beneath some of the names that we mentioned. And I agree with you on Joe Parker. You know, you could just take that name off the list. You know, the last
what
fight
a
he
stiff.
Was in. Yeah.
What a
you know, he got urgent in his last fight in the last couple rounds and put his hurt on his man. But, you know, it's like it's too little too late, guy. You got to come to the fight and entertain and have a game plan of coherency. No. And I don't know where he's at.
Look, boxing is a can of beer. You open the can or soda, whatever you drink. You open the can of beer and then you start kicking ass right away. As soon as the can opens, you have to start kicking ass right then and there because you just don't come back per se. That's why, you know, I've got a hard time with people jumping on the Triple G thing. You know, well, man, he came back and he won the later rounds. Yeah, but, you know, there's not enough rounds to win. Anyway, speaking of my man, Lucas Brown, 26-1, 23 KOs, had his share of steroid issues, but he fought Julius Long over the weekend. And Julius Long, he's 7'1" tall, 311 pounds, but he's 18-20 now. He's 18 wins and 20 losses. Got knocked out in the third round of an 8-round fight. What I'm trying to say is, remember I used to say that if I was 6'7", I'd still be champion, that kind of good stuff? Not if I was 7'1", because this guy, if ever there was a guy that was, quote, a lummox, he sort of moves around like he's got the footwork of Lurch in the Addams Family. I mean, he just, you know, 7'1". You would think if you were 7'1", you don't think a 7'1" guy would be me with being brought in as a tomato can, but that's what he was.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's very hard to be athletic at that height. And you look at that record right there, 20 losses. I mean, come on, you know what he's signed up for.
Okay.
You know what you're going to see here.
Okay. On the flip side then, you know, Muhammad Ali was going to fight Wilt Chamberlain. That fight was pretty almost set. In fact, Wilt just pulled out at the last minute before they actually he had agreed to the bout, an about agreement, and then he ended up wiggling out of it afterwards. I remember what Angelo Dundee told me. He goes, I told Muhammad, I said, when we go to the press conference with the Houston Astrodome in Houston, Texas, he goes, when we go to the press conference, he goes, don't mess with Wilt too much because he's on the fence. And Ali says, what do you mean he's on the fence? Well, he doesn't know whether he's going to fight you. He's scared. And Angelo goes, okay, he's scared, but please don't go after him at the press conference. Just get the contract signed, Muhammad, please. Well, Ali did his thing. He went after Wilt and the whole nine yards and said, you know what will happen when I fight Will Chamberlain? You know what you'll hear over your radio? Timber! And of course, okay? And we don't even bother to count to 10. You go about to count to 100, Will still be laying there. And Will Chamberlain, I guess, had a deep, you know, thought about it a little bit and said, you know what? I'm not going to do this. It's not worth the money. 7'1", 290 pounds of nothing but rock. But he and Ali, that was supposed to happen. It wasn't going to happen. Back to the world of boxing. Joshua, of course, is waiting on the winner of the Wilder-Fury fight. You don't give Fury a whole lot of shot here, do you?
No, the way he fights, his style is hands down. You know, he makes complications for a lot of orthodox fighters, traditional boxers, like a Klitschko who he beat, biggest name on Fury's resume. You look at Wilder, he's everything but conventional. He's a gun shooter, bro. Like, he goes in there to try to take your head off. I think Fury's tailor-made for a style like Wilder, and I think we get a situation where Wilder takes him out underneath 6 rounds.
So is Okay, so Mr. Fury, looking to make that money, going to make the money with Wilder, no doubt about it, but should he have waited for Joshua? If you're Tyson Fury and you're looking to make money, where do you go? Which move would you have made, Johnny?
He's smart doing what he's doing with Deontay. I'm going to tell you why. Fury's a loose cannon. We got the good version of him right now. The guy likes to be fit, in shape, off drugs. But we know that could change at any point in time. Exactly.
Three snorts there for Tyson Fury.
I'll give you two.
Exactly. Anyway, the bottom line is Tyson Fury's had his issues psychologically and drug addiction-wise. But he is 27 and zip, considered a lineal champion, of course, taking on Deontay Wilder December the 1st. Johnny, any chance you coming down for that?
Oh, absolutely, man. If the invite's there, me and my chick will certainly be there.
We'll work
something. We can stay at the Ramada.
I'm not going to stay at the Ramada with a guy and his girl. That just doesn't sound right. It just doesn't. Hey, I'm staying at the Ramada with Johnny Singh. Huh? I couldn't believe it. Only a young chick. Hey, listen, only a young chick would say that. You know what I mean? Because that's what happens when she goes to the Ramada. She gets Ramada. Anyway, back to the heavyweights. Konaki, is he something worth looking at?
He is a strong kid, you know. Had some good knockouts, you know, early. And he's not the best condition-looking guy. But that doesn't really matter, man. You know, because sometimes those big muscles tire guys out. And he throws a lot of punches. He just doesn't stop. So I think, again, like, he's the type of guy that match perfectly against an Ortiz in an action fight. The winner of Pulev and Hughie Fury type of situation. Derek Chisora still floats around out there every once in a while, right? Well, so that's where I think we could get some good fights.
Here's my addition to the group, okay? I think this guy will prevail over all of these guys. I think he knocks out Josh in one day fight. I think Wilder would be his toughest fight, but I think he can beat Joshua. I'm talking about Oleg Usyk, 15-0, 11 KOs. This guy is a monster. He's a cruiserweight, only fighting at 200 pounds. He's 31 years old. He's 6'3". He can make 220, 225 and still be strong. Listen, you look into this guy's eyes and you see a a serial killer.
Could we call him boxing's version of Khabib? I know those eyes you're talking about, bro. Did you see that look he was giving Joshua during the fight wearing that hoodie?
No. Just go to the boxrec.com page for Oleg Usyk and just look at that mugshot of his. It has to be a mugshot for like a Charles Manson-like mugshot. This guy's scary looking. And when you watch him fight, Johnny, he does everything we want to see. He's a killer. He boxes well. He throws punches together. I mean, there's nobody probably in the upper echelon of either cruiserweight or heavyweight division that's really this good, this exciting.
I agree, bro. You know, he's a hell of a fighter, period. You know, he brings everything to the table. Power, consistency, action, defense. You know, and I definitely see him going to the heavyweight division. And we might get Usyk and Joshua before we get Joshua Wilder.
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this, all right? I know that sounds like an easy fight for Team Joshua, fight some 200-pound guy, this and that. I'm saying it's not. I'm saying that's the toughest fight out there for any heavyweight in the world right now.
Yes, sir. I agree 100%. And this kid, when he fills into the heavyweight frame, which I believe he will, you know, and Tony Bellew's going to be a good opponent for him because Tony Bellew campaigned at heavyweight. So he's going to feel a little bit of strength, but don't get it twisted here. Bellew's going to get decapitated.
I'm laughing. If I was Tony Bellew,
right.
I'd increase my insurance right now. Anyway, the bottom line is Johnny Singh's featured on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Check him out on YouTube. Go to the YouTube.com page. Of course, enter Ring Talk, and Johnny Singh is live and happening. Johnny, all the best. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Pedro, so much. Everyone, enjoy your Sunday.
The great Johnny Signorella on Sports Byline.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Boom.
Thank you.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234.
Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Wrapping up another edition of the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk, live worldwide. Thank you so much for being a part, of course, Ring Talk. Whether it's your first show or you've been here with me for 35 years, the bottom line is you're part of the family, and I appreciate that. Before we go, UFC, of course, Khabib and Conor coming up Saturday. There are fights tonight. That's Sunday night on Fox Sports 1. Brandon Figueroa taking on Oscar Escondon. Those guys will be fighting at 147. Of course, as I said, Khabib and Conor. My big takeaway from this weekend is DAZN needs to step up his game. That wasn't all that hot. I didn't think the Bellator MMA stream was all that cool, especially when you're off by like a couple of minutes. If you're off that far, man, this is the internet, you know, where everything's instant. But you're off by 3 or 4 minutes or even 90, even by a couple of seconds, it's just not cool, especially if they're charging. So DAZN, you got to up your game, no doubt about that. But that's where boxing and MMA is going. The apps, no doubt about that. Facebook doing 300,000 viewers, like that, with the Jorge Linares Abner Cotto fight. This is phenomenal. I think this is great. I think this is where boxing is going to flourish. It's going to flourish on the internet. MMA to an extent as well. Of course, MMA is going to be like the NFL. You know, the upper echelon of the world of mixed martial arts, probably going to stay with the UFC unless Scott Coker can start writing bigger checks. Yeah, he wrote a couple checks last night for $300,000, you know, to Rampage Jackson, things like that. But you need to make more money if you want to attract the very elite, the John Joneses. Speaking of John Jones, wow, how about John Jones talking about having him replace Daniel Cormier in that fight December 29th against Brock Lesnar. Battle of the steroid guys. Wow, I forgot to touch on that. But yeah, the UFC talking about giving Daniel Cormier the shaft instead of the elevator because
He doesn't want to take part in the USADA Anti-Doping Association testing because John Jones has made a mockery of it for so long. So why should he have to do it and get waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning when John Jones has been pissing, you know, steroids for a couple of years now? Bottom line is, Jones is a cheat. We all know that. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA for 35 years now. This is the Mighty Tower of Power. My good friend Lenny Williams taking us a break. Until next time, peace, love, and lots of respect. And don't forget, this is the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.